What's going on? I just don't want to go out tonight.
You sure you don't want to come?
I'm good. Go, go have fun. Ever feel like even after someone you love has died, there's still a way you can talk to them?
You want to talk to Debbie?
Debbie died.
I don't think this is a good idea.
As friends we've gathered, hearts are true. Spirits near, we call to you. If you can hear us, Debbie, I miss you.
Calm down. It's an old house.
This is a joke. Come on, you guys. Who's doing it? Sarah, cut it out.
I'm not pushing it.
Spelled high friend.
Hey, this is freaking me out. I'm done with this.
So Hollywood has finally come to this. First we had Battleship. Now we got Ouija, the movie. Fucking Ouija. A Ouija board game movie. Now, not only did they make this movie, but they got one of the worst, I wouldn't even say he's the worst, this is first time director, Stiles White, if I'm not mistaken. This guy is one of the worst writers in Hollywood for writing such great masterpieces such as, The Possession, which was a piece of shit, another piece of shit known as Knowing, and now they gave him director chair for his directorial debut with Ouija Board, the fucking movie. I think I'm done. Yep, I'm done. Horror movies, here we go again. Horror movies, I'm going to repeat myself over and over every again. They're a fucking joke at this point. There's, without a shadow of a doubt, one of the most stupidest fucking movies I've seen this year. It damn near is almost up there with Battleship, whatever the hell that name was. But let's go ahead and get into a plot synopsis here. So, and the funny thing is, the opening of this movie is literally the opening of the fucking trailer, too, where we meet a girl. Well, it opens up with the two girls playing with the Ouija board, playing a little game. It's fun, whatever. Nothing's going on. Fast forward a couple of years later, I think they're seniors in high school now. And we find out that this blonde-head bitch, who it was, I actually do not remember the chick who's, I don't remember. It doesn't matter anyway. It doesn't matter. I think her name was Beth or some shit like that or whatever. No, it was Debbie. That's right, Debbie. So we see her playing with a Ouija board that she found in her house, I guess. By herself, mind you. So, you know, her good friend comes over, best friend, you know, Olivia Cook, Lane Morris. She comes over and say, hey, let's go out to the game, let's do this. Hey, you want me to stay? She's like, and Debbie's like, no, you can just go without me. I'm just going to stay home. I don't really want no one coming in. She's been a little secretive. She don't want nobody coming to her house. Thinking because she's hiding some dick in there somewhere or whatever. Or she might be pedophiling that ghost up or something like that. But nevertheless, you don't know why. So we get to a scene where she starts playing with the Ouija board some more, I guess, or some shit like that. Next thing you know, some strange things start happening. Stove cuts on because, you know, demons get hungry nowadays. So, you know, they have to cook them a hot plate or something. And then next thing you know, we just see a scene where she just grabs some Christmas lights, wrap it around her neck, and then next you know, you just see the stairway, and you can already predict what's going to happen. She's going to throw herself off the ledge, and that's where the movie picks up. Olivia Cook and her friends, you know, one's boyfriend, what was this bitch's name again? Debbie's her boyfriend, some other friends that they have, they're all devastated. We got Douglas Smith playing Debbie's boyfriend, he plays Pete in here. Darren Kagasoff, Trevor, plays Lane's boyfriend. Isabel, played by Bianca Santos, who's another one of the friends or something like that. And we all get to sing, oh, they're reminiscing more, crying over her loss or whatever, you know. Wait, is there a way we can say goodbye, you know, we want to talk to her or something like that. So, for some fucked up reason why, and I don't even know why, they decide to use a fucking Ouija board. Now, granted, these are some 17 and 18-year-olds, even though they look like they all could be passing in their late 20s, decided to get a fucking board game out to see if we can talk to our dead friend. You know, when someone dies, that's a real serious thing, and they, as decent as they could, they try to portray that, hey, we're feeling really sad about this, you know, I can't believe we lost a friend, we can say goodbye. But at 17 and 18, you fucking old enough to know that a goddamn Ouija board ain't gonna fucking conjure up no goddamn spirits to fucking talk to you. You ain't that fucking important. If it was that simple, don't you think everybody would be fucking doing it? But this just plays on my mindset of why I hate horror. So fast forward here, you know, they get the Ouija board out, conjure spirits, they meet a little girl, and then they thinking that, oh, this little girl is the innocent one, and but the mother, that's the real bitch you need to watch out. You know, and then next you know it, nobody dies, obviously, in this scene, but, you know, High Friend, I guess, is the game that we're playing here. That's what they, that the, what the writing on the Ouija board keeps saying. Only to find out, oh, here's the twist, though. The twist is, the daughter of this ghost or whatever, she's actually the evil one, and the mother was the sane one who tried to take her out. So apparently this dead corpse girl, she had a sister, admitted to a nut house. She told Olivia Cook Lane Morris here, she told her, hey, find my mother's burial ground or something in the house where she used to practice this stuff. Open up my sister's mouth because they were stitched together, and you'll stop the whole chaos because my sister was trying to tell something of what was going on but never got to because mother stopped her. So then we find out later that, oh, it was a setup. This sister that was still alive was setting her up to bring her little sister back to haunt people and shit. And the mother was trying to keep her mouth shut just because she is fucking dangerous and stuff. And then to get to some bullshit like that where they just murder off everybody, then all you really have to do is destroy the body and everything will go back to, okay, it's bullshit. I'm just going ahead, bullshit. This movie is an hour and almost 23 minutes, and it felt like the fucking longest goddamn hour and 23 minutes I've ever sat through. Once again, another horror movie where I have to say, this shit was fucking boring. Boring. Now, I don't get a screener for horror movies, so you may have known. So, you know, hey, Thursday night, I had a screener earlier that day to see something. So I was like, you know, let me call the wife up real quick. You know, it's about, what time was it? Yeah, the movie starts at 10 o'clock at night. Let's go see this on a Thursday night. Give her a call, pick her up. We go see this, and I'm like, okay, this could be interesting. And my girlfriend, who's usually hates the horror movies. And I don't mean hate because she just doesn't like the genre. She's just scared of them. You know it's fucking bad when her ass don't blink, jump, or anything in this fucking movie. It is the fucking worst movie I've seen as far as horror go. The problem here is the fucking characters, man. The characters are fucking cookie-cutter, generic, boring fucking characters that do absolutely nothing. That literally gets dragged into a scenario where they get dragged into playing with this Ouija board, even though at this point, they didn't give a fuck. They're just doing it to please Olivia Cook's character here, Lane, who wants to talk to her damn friend, which, I'll tell you this right now, friend came to me with a Ouija board and said, don't you want to say goodbye? I'd be like, no, not really. It's like almost like this movie's trying to have like a fucking message in the middle, just like say goodbye to all your loved ones or cherish your love. You know, no, not say goodbye. Cherish all your loved ones, so because you never know what could happen to them or something like that. The biggest fuck you of the movie is that stupid ass twist. Everything in here is so fucking predictable that it's written down for you and handed and spoon fed to you like you're a fucking infant. The twist. Before that movie, before it even got to that part, I already knew that. I saw that shit from like 20 minutes ago happening. Thing is, once you, the shit is a joke, because once they get to this burial ground, if you will, or wherever the fuck this room was, and they cut the mouth, everything just vanishes and disappears. And then I remember the wife looked over at me and said, is that all? Is that how it ended? No, it looked like it ended right there, but it goes on for another 10 fucking minutes of just the most cliched horror stories you've ever fucking seen. The problem with horror is this shit is lazy. They don't fucking try anything new. It's never nothing different. It's always the same piece of shit. And who can fault them too? Because you people go out, and mainly you teenagers, you go out, oh, and you horror fucking lovers, you just can't fault your horror movies. You just go out here and you see these movies and you can tell that they don't fucking try, but you try to give it a pass because it had this little element in here, and if they could explore that, that will be what makes the horror movie or this genre even better. It's like, no bullshit. That guy stuck that in here because, hey, this is just a formula to follow, and I'm just going to make a fucking cash grab off there, because I guarantee this movie only cost like fucking $4 million. It looked cheap as shit. The scares are all average fucking jump scares. There's nothing new in here, nothing you haven't seen before. It almost feels as if I'm fucking repeating myself from the goddamn Annabelle trailer, or movie for that matter too. Which, but to me, they saying that Annabelle was better, I'm just like, they're both on the same level of pieces of shit. I mean, there's nothing different. It's the most uninteresting ghost story I've ever seen. Well, not ever seen, but it is definitely up there. I mean, it's almost as if someone took Paranormal Activity and blended it in with Insidious, because it has those nothing moments like Paranormal Activity where nothing goes on and stuff, but you hear a noise in the background and you just look, and then it cuts to the next scene. But then I say it has that Insidious level where everybody knows that, at least everybody with a goddamn brain knows that Insidious was a fucking joke whenever some demons or something like that popped up. And whenever a demon in here popped up, which, by the way, it's always a goddamn demon, I don't know what it is about these goddamn demons and Jesus and all them or whatever and stuff, but you know what, that's a good... Actually, you know what, Jesus is never fucking around for none of these damn things, so never mind, take that back. I don't blame you for this one, Jesus. But the demon, they are so fucking uninteresting and boring that you don't give a shit of what happens to nobody in this film. Matter of fact, if anything, you're just rooting for the demon to kill all these people in here, but you know that the main character is gonna live, and obviously they had to keep her sister alive, too. It's just blah. It's whack. It's everything you've ever hated from a fucking horror game. This is definitely... I know everybody's trying to create their universe right now, and that's not to say that, you know, Battleship wanted to do something with Transformers G.I. Joe, but now you got something to throw in there, too. Ouija! The board game movie. Now, I don't believe in ghosts and spirits and shit like that, because once you die, you die. I don't believe in haunting or anything like that and shit. Like, a ghost ain't got nothing else better to fucking do or nothing. But another thing is, I damn sure don't believe in the fucking board game that brings spirits to come talk to you. I think that's the most ridiculous goddamn thing ever. And the sad part about it is, Hasbro knows that shit and are gonna make some goddamn... Is it Hasbro or Mattel? I don't know, but whatever. Either one of the companies is gonna make some goddamn money off a board game selling to some stupid-ass prophecy or whatever it's supposed to hold, like... These things bring things to us. It's like, get the fuck out of here. What do you take me for, a goddamn moron? It has some of the cheapest jump scenes. Like, they enter in the house. They're walking. It's always at fucking nighttime, too. That's another goddamn thing. It's always at nighttime. It's like, why can't y'all do this shit in the morning? Go into the house where Debbie killed herself. Because, conveniently, all the parents decide to go out of town this week. And I'm not even saying that because they don't show up. They show up in the movie, at the beginning of the movie, and they literally say, oh, we're leaving. Oh, okay, Harris, there's one. The Debbie's parents. Right after the funeral. Olivia or Lane, can you watch the house or something like that? We're going out of town. I'm just like, your fucking daughter just died, and you're literally getting up and going out of town. And then even Lane's father, she's like, oh, I have a business trip. I have to go out of town for a couple of days. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. Of course this would happen. The film constantly sells for some of the cheapest shock devices, jump scares, and the most lowest totem of what creates these cheap ass horror films. It's and the cast, man, they're bland as fuck. I mean, they're bland. You got nothing for them. It's like imagining if you took I don't know, people from fucking Smallville or something like that, and gave them a fucking movie where the dialogue was the same as it is in Smallville or Seventh Hour or any of them crappy CW fucking shows, whatever. No, I don't even sell CW like that. The acting in here was on par with the WGN channel or something like that. It was hitting back to Family Matter times and stuff like that. I'm really getting sick and tired of these fucking horror movies, to be honest. The corniness of the shit is just ridiculous. One thing always about these characters in these movies, too, is that there's never any good reason why they do what they do. I never once believed any of the fucking reason for why to keep playing with this Ouija board. And even after, you know, some shit goes down, we're still doing the whole, let's not stay together, the split up thing and shit like that. I mean, this spirit literally haunts them at their homes or whatever, day by day. And there's a scene where they even go like, no, we're not going back there because you drugged us into this and stuff like that. But yet they still follow around. So it's like nothing, none of the fucking characters here do anything fucking smart. And it's annoying. No one in here, and in horror movies in general, ever acts like a human being. It's literally, I don't get this, but it's literally the fucking audience that get played in these goddamn movies, and yet they tend to keep getting played. Where this was probably one of the first horror movies I saw this year, actually in a while, probably since the last Paranormal Activity, not Marked Ones or whatever the fuck it was called, but the fourth one, where I literally heard an audience, sat in a room full of audience, where nobody jumped, screamed, or anything. Matter of fact, when it ended, people just went, oh, that's it? Because it's the same fucking... Because I'm pretty sure these are the same people that go see these other horror movies or whatever. And they go like, wow, I was expecting something else. But really, that's it? They always end in the most stupidest fucking endings ever. And here, it ended with, oh, she tricked us. So now we got to go back to that room. And we have to burn the body and burn the Ouija board with it or whatever. And I'm just like, oh, no. The cheesiest fucking thing, you want to talk about this ending, which was fucking hilarious. So, apparently, Lane, is that her goddamn name? Whatever the fuck her name is. So, yeah, Lane, her sister, who, can't remember who that actress that played that, actually. Or for that matter. Oh, no, it was Anna Cotto, who played Sarah. They're the only two pretty much left alive. And Sarah gets dragged into the room where the body is. And because pretty much it looked like the demon was about to take her body or some shit. I don't know. I didn't even know this demon could be touching people like that or come to life like it was or something. I mean, they really just pulled that out of their own asses and shit. And the way that Lane is wanting to save her is she pulls out the Ouija board and say, hey, you want to play a game? You need to play this game. I thought you liked to play games. Come on, let's play a game here. And first of all, I just wanted to shoot the damn bitch. So the demon looks at her and go like, bitch, you touching my Ouija board? Comes out. And as she's moving the little triangle, whatever the hell that thing is, the demon grabs her hand and starts twisting it like she's trying to break her hand. And I swear, I kid you fucking not, the ghost of Debbie, her friend that hung herself at the beginning of the film, shows up out of nowhere. Like a spirit, literally a fucking spirit shows up, grabs her hand, and twists it back in place to finish playing the board game. Just enough time for the sister, Sarah Morris, to pick up the body and throw it into the fire pit along with the board game. And you just watch the Debbie vanish into thin air like it never even happened. And then the demon just goes away. And then the movie ended, and I remember looking at that and going like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. You got to be fucking kidding me. I was just sitting there, and I saw people getting up looking pissed. I sat right by the door, and I just saw people looking at me, looking toward the door and just talking shit like, well, that was it? Wow, I was expecting just a little bit more. And it's like, what the fuck did you expect from a Ouija board gang movie? There's nothing to fucking expect here. You know what you can find scarier? No, well, let me get into final thoughts, so... Before I tell any more bad jokes. Bland characters. Which, by the way, the writers on here, I've already said the director's name, who's wrote in stuff like Knowing and The Possession and shit like that. Two movies I fucking hated, to be honest. And, you know, he the director on here, he also wrote the film as well, along with a co-writer, who I won't even get into his shit. But the director here, he has... What was his name again? His name was, God damn it, I'm blanking on his name again. People, I just fucking said his name. Stiles White. Yeah, Stiles White. He's worked a lot in the art department as far as special effects and stuff like that. So you can only imagine a special effect horror movie should be on his par with anything, because he's did special effects for such things like Jurassic Park 3, which is a movie I really don't give a shit about, but... the effects in it still looks good. He's worked on The Sixth Sense, if I'm not mistaken. The first Austin Powers, I want to say, Small Soldiers, Interview with the Vampire, Congo, and those are some of the special effects he did. So you would imagine when he gets to a horror movie, which, by the way, in most horror movies, special effects look like shit. That's why they're normally in the damn dark all the time. But in here, the effects in here look like shit. The demons in here look like any... Bitch looked like the Crypt Keeper. I was just waiting for her to rise up out of the bed and tell a fucking story about some demon knights or some shit like that. I've seen better stories from the fucking Crypt Keeper than I did from out this goddamn demon's ass. So, like I was saying, the director was fucking horrible in this one because his direction was pretty fucking bad. And his writing in it didn't add anything better. Everybody in here is looking like they're fresh out of the fucking WGN network, NickelodeonJr.com and shit. Characters are bland, weak, generic. The acting's bad, obviously. I mean, there's nothing to expect from that. I don't even know why I even put that on there, because there's nothing to expect out of acting in goddamn horror films. The special effects look like shit. The story overall is fucking boring as fuck. If anything, that's always the main problem of most of these horror movies, is that they're fucking boring. They're going on for about an hour and a half, and about a good 50 minutes of that film is just them setting up these pieces as if you give a shit about this these characters or whatever and stuff. So they're spending about 50 minutes here just going, I wish Debbie was around, or I wish Debbie was... Or you know what? I take that back. It's about 40 minutes, because the next 10 minutes is after they make contact with the goddamn demon. They're living their normal day lives again and going places, and they just see hi friend either carved into a table, written in spray paint in the corner somewhere, or on this girl's window after she gets off of work or some shit like that. It's a bunch of bullshit you don't even give a shit about. Yeah, this is getting a high fuck it, because I was already tired. I had two screeners that Thursday when it came out. So making this my third one, which was really like, oh, god damn, I can't believe I damn near... Actually, you know what? I did fall asleep one time. The only reason why it woke me up is because I landed right on the wife's shoulder and, you know, obviously started drooling and shit, and, you know, she ain't gonna have that shit. So, yeah, it's getting a high fuck it. And I guarantee with Halloween coming up, you will see five-year-olds that look scarier than the zombie-looking Crypt Keeper bitch in this fucking film. Fuck this movie.
Get this on camera.
Something up. Is somebody there?
This thing told me us.
Hello?
It's coming through all of us.
So who's next?
How do we stop this? You have to break the connection, or it will keep coming for you.
We have to play the game again. One last time.
As friends we gathered, hearts are true.
Spirit, we call to. Can you show us a sign?